The news in touch with your world, I'm Jana Roos. Good morning. Northwest father appears in court for infanticide and De La Ravel 28 appear in court with the case being postponed. A Northwest father, aged 26, who allegedly murdered his four-month-old baby on Sunday, is expected to make his first court appearance today. According to police spokesperson Pelinomi Makau, the incident reportedly took place at Kuma near Stilfontein. The suspect is facing a charge of murder. According to Makau, information available at this stage suggests the suspect had an argument with his girlfriend when he grabbed and threw the baby to the ground. The baby was declared dead on the scene. The matter was reported to police and the suspect was immediately arrested. And then 28 people, including 19 women and 9 men, that were arrested for public violence in De La Ravel in the northwest on Monday, appeared briefly in the local magistrate court yesterday. According to the police spokesperson Pelinomi Makau, the matter was postponed until November 17. The residents allegedly went on the rampage due to unhappiness over a lack of service delivery in the area. And then on the same day, the SABC's board was finally appointed by President Jacob Zuma amid opposition concerns about the political affiliation of his choices for chairperson and deputy chairperson. The High Court also made a ruling that will safeguard the SABC from political interference in the appointment of the broadcaster's top executives. There were, however, concerns from the DA and the Broadcasting, Electronic, Media and Allied Workers Union about the politically connected chairperson and deputy chairperson of the board that Zuma appointed. Yesterday morning, the presidency announced that Zuma designated Bongomusa Maketini as chairperson and Febe Potgieter-Tubule as deputy chairperson of the board. And then a wanted man wanted something in return for turning himself in: 1,000 Facebook shares. The Detroit area man who calls himself Champagne Torino on Facebook made the challenge on Friday to the Redford Township Police Department. Huffington Post reports it came after Torino left a message that most people might construe as negative on a post regarding a home invasion. The person manning the department's Facebook page threatened to ban Torino. But since Torino already has several arrest warrants against him, it's a wonder he was on the page at all. He promised to turn himself in if the department's next post got 1,000 shares. He also sweetened the deal by promising to come with 12 donuts. The department accepted the challenge, joking the donuts were the key element. Within an hour, the post had more than 1,000 likes, but Torino had yet to show up at the police department with the donuts in hand. Your top story at this hour: a Northwest father, aged 26, who allegedly murdered his four-month-old baby on Sunday, is expected to make his first court appearance today. Reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.